Christopher, you had a fun weekend.
I did. I got after it.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
What'd you guys do?
We did a show in Poughkeepsie. And,
yeah. Up in New York.
Shane and I made a promise to each other that we would black out.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, let's get fucked show. Up. Yeah. Shout out to all the dudes that were there.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, we got some big time assists from Mahoney himself.
The guy that owned the place was
Mahoney?
Some big Irish dude. He was hilarious.
Damn. Yeah. I was like, I was wondering how the blackout was going to happen. You know, like how where I'd start taking. Usually, that's like a late in the game.
Just a few feet from the showroom.
Yeah, a bunch of dudes from Albany just started buying us shot after shot.
Damn,
we took like 4 or 5 shots just right after the show, and then
it was ugly.
That's weird, man.
Yeah, and then I was just.
Well, we knew. We discussed it on Friday.
Yeah.
She's like, go home.
Yeah.
Don't go out tonight. We're going to get rowdy on Saturday.
Got a full 8 hours.
The boys.
High process. Do a show, and then the audience just destroys you with alcohol.
Yeah. They're like, come on, man. Do a shot. It's like, all right.
Yeah. And then, and then I Irish goodbye'd, went straight home to the hotel.
And then I walked into the hotel room and saw a nice naked Okani laying on the bed. And then this morning when I woke up to a breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Connie went down and got me breakfast. He got me a waffle. He made waffles for me.
Damn.
But then he pissed the bed.
Totally pissed it.
He peed the hotel bed. Yeah.
That's even, though. You pee the bed, bring some waffles.
I didn't care. But right, I felt horrible for the workers.
How soggy of a bed were you talking?
It was pretty damp.
Full piss?
Yeah. Nice. I don't think anything missed the bed.
Are you like a hard peer when you're drunk?
No, I like never do that, really. Every once in a while,
I said
it happens.
I was like, "When's the last time you did it?" He was like, "I don't know. It's been a while, like Thanksgiving."
Oh, so yeah,
yes.
No, but then before that, it was like 2 years.
Yeah, once a peer though.
Yeah,
drunk peers. That's
no. That's what I said. It goes.
My runs in my family. My cousins were like more of like a stand up and pee on stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Drunk, and that's like the most diabolical.
I stood up in college.
And pissed on my parents' computer.
Did you really?
Middle of the night, I woke up and pissed on my family computer.
Damn!
Yeah. Did it destroy it?
The only thing that broke was the modem.
Oh man!
The modem wasn't piss proof.
The modem did not survive.
Did your parents know about the internet at the time? Was that how big?
A little bit. I went and bought a new modem.
So you could just be like, the email's not working.
Yeah,
pissed on the internet. And broke.
I broke the internet with piss, and then I went and bought a new modem, and they're like, "That's sweet. That's real nice of you." And I was like, you know what, guys? You guys do a lot for me." Woke up in the middle of the night at my Uncle Frank's house, pissed. On a bench press down in their basement. That was a good move. Just stood there pissed on a bench press.
It's weird the stuff you choose to pee on when you're blacked out like that.
You walk somewhere and then just piss on something?
Yeah, it's my crazy. Cousin stood on the desk and his mom walked in. He was up on the desk just peeing off the desk. And she was like, get off the desk.
I was staying at my friend Jamal's house and I stood up on his bed. This was in college, and I pissed on his roommate's bed while his roommate was in bed.
Oh.
I pissed on the guy's bed.
Damn.
That was a tough one to wake up to.
Yeah.
He's like, do you remember pissing on me last night? I was like, fucking no, dude. Sorry.
That sounds unmistakable.
In college, I had a girlfriend.
That'd be terrifying. Some dude standing at the foot of your bed in the middle of the night.
But it'd be like the wetness, the warmth, and then there's that like
sound so much
on a blanket. Ugh.
Yeah, it gets cold. It gets cold fast.
You had a cold night.
Wait, what'd you say in college, though?
Oh, I had a girlfriend that I like broke up with me because she was like sleeping next to me, and I was hammered and I peed. Totally soaked her.
I woke up next to a girl one time, and I was soaking fucking wet, and I was like, fuck, I never usually piss like this. She had peed.
Really?
She peed on me.
Nice.
I laid there for like 30.
That's kind of hot,
literally, I was just like, I was sleeping on the floor, and I was just like, fuck. And I was like, good, I didn't pee. And I was like, damn, she peed on me. And I just like laid next to her for like half an hour until she woke up. I'm like, yo, you pissed on me.
I went through a phase. I was in a hard piss phase. I'm out of it now, but I was in a phase. I woke up in a bed, me and 3 of my friends at Penn State, we slept in the bed and somebody pissed, but I thought it was me. So they're like, someone pissed in here. And I was like, hold on. It's not rushed to the judgment.
Yeah, chucked it.
Could be anything. This could be spilled beer. Could be sweat.
This could be cum.
Smells like beer.
I found out someone pissed. I was like, you piece of shit.
Damn, you had 3 bros in the fucking bed?
3 boys just stacked.
Wow, dude. That's fucking hot.
It was hot. It was nice.
Damn.
Yeah, good times. Up at Penn State. Just boys in beds.
Pee feels so bad on the skin.
Ugh.
I don't know.
It's fresh.
Girl pee, I think, is a different variety. She peed.
You ever have a girl pee on you? Not that.
It's in the shower playing around, just farting around.
It's nice in the shower. Yeah, that's when I do it.
You convince them to shoot something at you in the shower?
Yeah, like, it's nice.
No, no, come on.
Like, do it.
Pee on my foot. Just pee on my foot right there, that big toe. Pee on that thing.
Yeah. I like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I had a girl, she was laying on me. We were laying in the tub. She was like, I got to pee. Just pee in your mouth? Just fucking do it.
Really?
It was great.
Nice, dude.
Was that hot?
Yeah, it was nice.
Did you guys fuck after that?
Yeah, dude. Of course. You don't piss and not fuck.
True.
That's a guaranteed.
Is that tease? Is that a tease?
That's
if
a
you
fucking...
pee, if you pee and you don't fuck, that's a tease.
That's a total tease.
That's
dude.
Crazy. That's how you get blue balls. Like crazy. If somebody pisses around me, that's why we both jerked off today. Chris got off and went to the shower and showered for like 45 minutes.
Sure.
But as soon as he went to the shower, I was like, "Nice, I got time." Cracked one off while I was laying in the bed. No communication at all.
It's perfect.
Yeah. But as soon as he was taking a long time in the shower, I was like, Chris, stop jerking off in there.
Damn.
I had no...
Little did he know I was contacting one out by myself.
Just fucking... I made contact.
So you were ruffling his feathers while you're jerking off yourself?
I was like, hey, Chris, quit jerking off in there.
Chris, I know you're fucking jerking off in there.
Yeah, dude. I was like, one, two, and then we tried to sink our cums.
Nice.
It was hot.
I didn't really even need to jerk off.
Nah, neither did I.
You're just being a pig.
It was a hungover. It was a hangover. When you're hungover, you want
to
fucking...
Something about that makes you need to get a fucking nut out.
Yeah, you got
to
get that devil out of you.
True.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got that... It's like you have that hangover anxiety. And you're like, oh, here's a quick cure. Just like, look...
Sometimes that elevates the headache.
Yeah.
It does. I got a headache afterwards.
And then you come, you're like, oh, then afterwards, your just head's on a fucking thousand.
Yeah, I had a hard head. That happened to me today.
Yeah, that's a fucking tough one.
That is. I might need to hit an indica vape.
I recommend two puffs on the sativa vape. And then
all right, well, after.
Rip that thing, nah. Dude. You'll be fine. This stuff, it's nothing.
You know me, dude.
That's true.
You know me.
Send you a tailspin. Got you.
How about that, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You tune into the podcast, you hear stories about grown men pissing their pants. And then you learn
stuff.
I didn't
piss my pants. You pissed the bed.
Dude.
Pissed the bed. It's fair.
This is going to be another cast. My girlfriend's going to hear and be like,
she's going to hear this?
Fucking idiot. Yeah, probably. She'll
my girlfriend already bitched at me for fucking vaping two vapes at once on Instagram. She's like, you think you fucking cool? She just texted me. I was like, come on, babe. Come on, babe.
Oh, fuck.
What you got against fat fucking Cloud?
I accidentally left Claire a voicemail.
Last night?
Today.
Ooh, what time?
Today when we were at the rest stop. Could have been a disaster. Instead, it was just me singing, Chris is gay. Oh, Chris is gay. Chris is gay. That's the voicemail.
Wait, that was when we got out of the car. Yeah. Just now. Oh.
God damn it, that's funny.
Yeah. She just heard her boyfriend be like, oh, what a night. Chris pissed his pants last night and Chris is gay. He's done that for 3 hours.
Fucking Carmen, dude.
Oh, fuck.
You just bullied him the whole way up.
The whole way. I was like, what about contact?
Damn, she could have caught some turnpike talk, dude.
She could have got some rough news. She'd be like, I don't even love that bitch. Just me talking out of my ass.
Do you ever have someone call you and they didn't mean to and they stay on the line? You try to like listen to what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. And you never hear it. It's always broken up. You never get to hear what they're actually saying.
I caught some. I've caught some. My boy, I caught a little on you. I forgot all about this.
You caught me talking shit.
I caught you like arguing one time. And I like listened for a minute.
Of course, I was arguing with someone.
You're arguing. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to listen to this. I shut it off.
Who was I arguing with? My babe.
I don't know. I forget. I forgot all about this. It was just like a pocket dial, and I was like, hello? And it was like you just arguing, and I was like, oh, shit. I just
God
like,
damn, that's worsome. I got
to
stop doing
that.
I just wish.
You were the Michael Jordan of meat and cheese sticks, of like prepackaged meat.
I'm about to be.
I can see that.
So, New Year's rolled around.
Oh, my God.
I said, you know what? It's time to make some changes.
For sure.
It's time to make some changes.
For sure.
I was out. New Year's Eve, it was really fun. We went to a Legion of Skanks party. Did a podcast, did some stand up, brought Beezer and Okani.
Sick.
They were on doing stand up with everybody. It was great. Everybody's hanging out.
Yeah. It's like a festival or something, right?
It's like a Skankfest light. Gotcha. Like it was basically
it's like a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah,
maybe like
New Year's Eve party. It was
That's
fun.
Fucking sick.
A bunch of podcasts and shows and shit. Mm-hmm. But some cocaine going around. You know, you know me, dude.
For sure.
You know me.
I know you was going around.
I was going around. You're I'm
fucking hitting it out of people's hands and fucking even.
I said, you better get that out of my house.
Get this shit out of my fucking
No,
face.
I did a bunch of it. And then.
Nice.
No, not nice. I felt really. I got shit faced.
Wait, so you didn't fucking punch anyone who offered you drugs?
I punched the first three or four.
Yeah. But and then they finally held me down. Flew up and you're like, ah. Did you ever see those things they do in like the rainforest? They have the documentaries about like scopolamine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, blowing your face. Like, oh, God.
Yeah. They did that to me with cocaine.
Yeah. And you all of a sudden like, just started walking around. You're just like, dude, my fucking cousin's in a pyramid scheme, dude. I think I'm going to get in. It's going to fucking work.
So, you know,
I hate being around people on coke. I despise it.
I agree, unless I'm one of them.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that would have to be. If you're one of them,
it's like, this is great. This is a fun party. If you're one
of
them here,
you're just like, yeah, we are the fuck. What are the chances I got five of the best people in the same place at the same exact time? In the same
basement comedy.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
So I woke up. Going into it, I was like, this is going to be the last time I drink for a while.
Sure.
I'm going to try not to drink for January. Okay. Just see if I can go through January without boozing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I might have one or two if I have a show. But not, like, get drunk.
Okay. That's a tough resolution. I'm an all-or-nothing guy.
I know.
I don't have the thing where I'm, like I'm clean on the... I have no porn. I have an app on my phone, and it blocks my adult websites. Yeah. I'm off the porn. As soon as I go, it's just not...
I know.
I'm all over it. I crumble back into a fucking pile of bones.
I think I can go one beer before... Well, not beer now. I'll get to the second
part. Now you're talking.
One vodka soda during or before and one during. Leave it at that. Drive to the show. Make sure I have to drive. Yeah. I'm just going to get fucked up and get a DUI.
I was about to say, like, I'm not going to drink beer. I'm going to drink vodka instead. And I'm going to drive everywhere. No. I'm like, this is not a good plan.
The reason, this is a great resolution. I'm switching straight to vodka. No. The reason, Matt, let me tell you this.
I'm going to switch to those tiny bottles.
Yeah. I'm just going to start chugging
those. Drink them by myself.
In the parking lot.
You should start hiding your drinking for New Year's Eve.
If I am going
to
drink.
Like, I'm going to quit drinking and still drink, but try to be as secret as you can and have someone discover that you're drunk.
That's good. That's what I did with Skull for a minute. I was like, I quit. It's harder if you have to hide it.
You just quit letting people know you drink.
So then I was reading on the main board.
Yeah.
About this little thing called the keto diet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so you're in ketosis,
I'm
bro?
In ketosis. I'm in 48 hours ketosis right now. What? No sugars, no carbs.
Damn.
48 hours.
So you're doing the keto diet.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a big enough resolution itself.
Dude. I know. But that includes not drinking.
Oh, yeah, because that'll throw you in. That's why I do the vodka soda.
So I get some vodka sodas in there.
Yeah, because there's a... Yeah, that's like one of the things you can drink that won't slip you out of ketosis. Yeah. They make wine specifically. Like you can have like two glasses and it won't slip you out of ketosis. Yeah, but.
Well, so.
Vodka soda is more reliable.
It's really funny the way I'm doing this is like. So this morning I was at Claire's and we got breakfast. Oh, I went out and so made breakfast. She's a vegan.
I was about to say, she's plant-based.
So this is, I'm literally on the opposite diet. I'm meat. So I was like, for breakfast, I'm going to eat a bunch of bacon and eggs.
Oh, that smell doesn't leave in half of the water for 6 hours.
She was like, that's ridiculous. You're going to kill your heart. Like, you're retarded if you think that that's a good diet. And I was like, listen, you just don't understand nutrition. Like, I've been hitting her hard with the fucking, like, trust me, I'm a dietitian now. And I just ate, like, 12 pieces of bacon.
Just watch The Magic Pill. That's, like, a documentary about being keto. Yeah, dude, you get all your facts you need.
All my diabetes are going to be cured.
Exactly.
Everything's cured.
Dude, right now I'm a fat
aborigine. Just sitting there on the beach chugging soda.
It's fucking, if you really think about what you're doing, you're sitting there just like playing with your dick. It's a fucking waste of time.
Ew.
It's like the utmost waste of time, dude.
Ew. Matt, you're fucking gay, dude.
That's what you do.
Ew, I'm in his bedroom right now, sitting next to his bed where he definitely fucking lays for hours on end.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like 45 minutes. But I'm telling you, I cut the porn out, dude.
That's good. Even though last night you passed out.
Last night I felt. No, I didn't purchase it.
No, I know mid purchase.
It was a fucking literally. I was like, fuck, dude, I can't. And I just threw my thing. I was like, I'm out of here. Went to bed. I get the sighties in me, good. Dude. I get fucking frisky. I get a sightie in me.
You had two sighties. You were ready to fucking.
It takes one or two.
You were ready to fucking risk it all, dude.
I was ready to fucking throw up the credit card, dude.
You're ready to fucking lose it all on some Brazzers, dude. Yeah, I got hammered.
Yeah, you were drunk as fuck.
That wasn't good.
It happens, man.
Yeah, but just beer, not hungover.
That's good. That's impressive.
I did not get that hungover. I mean, I'm definitely a little out of it.
That's impressive.
But you mix in a shot, and I'm fucking done for.
Yeah, that stuff's no good.
Were you there? Some fucking old lady had her birthday.
I don't remember.
Well, I don't mean to call her
old. What, was she turned 32?
No, she was like, yeah, some 32-year-old bitch. No, some geese at the show came up.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, do you want to do a shot for my birthday? And I was okay at that point, but
yeah.
Did a couple shots of tequila. Whew. Next thing I know, I'm on a bench overlooking the volleyball courts at fucking Drexel, watching the sun come up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a rough week.
Yeah,
I watched like 4 sunrises last week.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Not me, bro. I looked at it a bit early. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's not good.
It is. It's
when the
gay.
Sun comes up while you're sitting there, it's just like, oh, no.
It's when gay stuff happens.
Nothing gay happens.
Yeah, it does. If you're up too late, your chances of doing something gay are fucking, they go up 500%.
That's very true.
You stay up till 4 in the morning, dude. Someone will come grab your bird. Under the fucking dawn of the sunrise. So the boys, that's nice. When the boys are out fucking.
Like, do you think the boys are out prowling?
Yeah, they're running around. Like, oh, dude,
little sprites. No, dude. That's fucking the straight man hour.
What?
Fucking when the sun's coming up. Yeah,
waking up at that time, not fucking going to bed.
Yeah, but imagine being so powerful you don't even need sleep, dude. I just stay awake at all hours.
That's true. Well, not at all hours, and you fall asleep till like 4 in the afternoon.
No. I was awake in there. I was doing push-ups.
You know, just reading the Bible.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, if you put together, if you go to bed at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And then wake up at like 4, it's a real sad fucking.
Yeah.
It's a sad moment.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a shift worker at that point.
Yeah.
You're fucking.
And, well, that's what happened. All it took was 2 days of Delco proper, and it was like.
That's true. Yeah, you get on the night schedule.
All it took was 2 night shoots of 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And then the last one we did, I was up until like 10:30.
Yeah.
Drinking a fucking 6-pack.
Watching, what was that? The Good Morning America or whatever?
Oh, God. I watched the fucking Fox Morning News. It was the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Horrible.
Damn. I'm not a drunk. I've been talking a lot about how much I've been drinking.
Well.
What?
You're not drunk, but if you were a secret drunk, you wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, all right.
That was my
I just don't want, you know, people that care about me who listen to this be like.
Let them care, dude. Pretty sure my family thinks I'm a loser. I've come to grips with that.
Well.
I'm starting to feel it. I'm like, I think my family thinks I'm a fucking loser right now.
They have no idea how sick this podcast is.
They don't.
Wait till we set up the Parthenon, dude.
Oh, 100%.
People are going to be flooding in.
We set up the Patreon, dude.
The Patreon. Everybody's going to be excited.
Yeah, man.
This is going to be a quick story.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Anyways.
John McKeever.
This fucking guy. So, anyways. You can edit.
But, no, we can't.
Right. So, anyways. I was staying with my parents for a summer while my wife was working in D.C., so she lived in D.C. and I stayed with my parents. And I brought my dog to my parents. And I would like go to Helium and get like fucked up to like 3 in the morning. And then like just come home and crash on their couch. It was like every night for an entire summer. So one day I wake up and my dad's in front of me. And I'm on the couch shirtless.
Hell
jeans
yeah.
on.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, I must have thrown up. That's why he's yelling at me. Oh, God. He's standing in front of me yelling at me. He's like, John, and I'm shirtless, and I'm like, what's up? And the dog's barking like crazy. And I'm like, what? I was like, did I wake you up? And he's like, who's that? And I turned over to the couch next to me, and there was a shirtless dude, tattoos all over his torso, on my parents' couch, like just laying there. And the guy was completely passed out, and I was like, I fucked that dude. Like, I was like, I have no idea who that dude was. So, and I totally blacked out.
Who was he?
So I'm like, so then my dad's like, do you fucking know this guy? And I'm like, I have no idea who that guy is. So then my dad's like, all right, now I'm going to fucking kill him.
Yeah.
So my dad runs over and starts like fucking shaking the dude, wakes him up. And the guy's like, where am I? And my dad's like, exactly. Where the fuck are you? So it turns out that anyways, the guy got drunk at a bar like blocks away. He stumbled into my parents' yard and passed out in my parents' yard. And then he tried to come inside.
Yeah.
And my dog just started going crazy. And my parents thought it was me.
Oh, my
God. But I was already asleep. So for like an hour, my dog barked while me and this dude just crashed out next to each other on a couch.
Holy
fuck,
dude.
But, dude, it was scary waking up and seeing a dude that you've, like, in my parents'
house. Terrifying,
dude.
His
entire torso was covered in tattoos.
Holy shit.
Like, I was like, oh, he killed my family. Like, I just woke up. I was like, that guy killed everybody. He's waiting for me to wake up to kill me.
That happened to my cousin Neil. He was down Sea Isle. You know all the beach houses kind of look the same, like the newer ones?
Yes.
He just stumbled home drunk from a bar, woke up in the wrong house. The guy was like, yo, bud, get out.
Dude, he got lucky.
You can get shot in the head.
Horribly. There's people waiting for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's people like, you fucking get in my house. I'll get my kill.
Oh, my, we were just saying, finally come. We were just saying Fox News is the most viewed. Those are the guys waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch Fox News every day, you're like, someone's coming in.
Because on Fox News, they're like, hey, someone's coming in.
Yeah, on Fox News every day, they're like, MS-13's definitely coming to your house.
Yeah, you hear that noise outside right now? That's MS-13, that's them. Yeah.
That's them. Although MS-13 is scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah, we should kill them. I'll give it to them. Those are scary fellas.
Yeah. They're up to no good.
Bad characters, dude.
Bad hombres. I showed my ass on Saturday.
Yep.
And then I had to drive home. It was so bad that I actually went back to my mom and dad's house. I got so fucked up that I went home and had my mom make my favorite meal. And then she made some for me to bring back to this apartment, and I ate it today.
Yeah, that was such a bad idea. We played drinking Mario Kart where I didn't know how to play this.
Well, that's a fucking Philly thing. Mario.
What, Mario?
Mario. It's Mario.
Fucking Mario, dude. Yeah.
Mario.
It's not Mario, dude.
Say Water Mario.
Water Mario.
There you go.
Ew, dude.
Water.
I feel like I'm fucking French.
Water Mario.
Water Mario, dude.
Yeah, Water Mario.
We played drinking Mario Kart. I will not be fucking stopped. And you got to drink your beer.
Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
And you got to drink your whole beer before you finish around the course. I, of course, drank high ABV ciders, 5.5.
Yeah, you had like 7.
Dude, that's a lot. I was dead. I drank 7 in the course of maybe 5 hours, and that was hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah, that was nice. I probably put down about 16 or 17 natural lights.
I couldn't talk.
I put down 16 to 17 natural lights before going to a party that was also a stand-up show. That I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking bless these people with a sick set. And I just got up there and yelled the worst racial slurs I could. Not the worst one. Yeah, I didn't yell that one.
You'd be in the news.
But I just yelled a bunch of racial slurs into the microphone.
Little lighter ones.
And then...
funner ones.
Yeah, just some of the funner slurs. And then I left.
The
ones
in the Clint Eastwood movie. What's that called?
Gran Torino?
Yeah, Gran Torino.
Yeah, Gran Torino pretty hard. And then went home and woke up the next day.
Went home, sexually assaulted me.
Oh, God.
I was naked in bed and he kept jumping on me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got home. I was going to leave that out. I got home and Matt was in his bed. He was fucking gone, too.
I was retarded.
So I was bothering him. And then I forgot I took a picture of him. I have a nice cherubic nude of you.
Just my butt. Oh, yeah, my buttocks, which is cherubic.
Yeah, it was a very cherubic, buxom.
Oh, man. Dude.
Voluptuous buttocks.
I couldn't talk. Like, I rolled into that party and I looked at, like, 4 people, and I was like, I'm going home, and I just instantly turned. I was there for 1 minute.
It was such a good move.
Yeah, but it was also, that was my only good move. I should have not played drinking. I can't drink like that.
Yeah.
After 4 rounds, I like, stood up to get a beer and went to talk to people, and I was, like, Shane and Brian, and I was just like, my mouth fully.
Mario Kart drinking game is a knockout every time.
It's insane. And you predicted it, and I was like, I'll be fine. And then...
If you do 10 races, every race is like 3 minutes.
It's insane.
So you're chugging a beer every 3 minutes for an hour. Gross. Yeah, it's
Why
terrible.
Why the fuck did I think I could do that? Especially, dude, ciders are basically like liquor, dude. Those things are strong.
No, they're fucking not. Shut the fuck up.
High ABV ciders, dude?
High ABV? Shut the fuck up.
How many beers did you have?
We finished that case of natural lights.
So you guys have 4 natural lights. That's equal to like 7 ciders.
And I'm certain that I had more than 6.
Yeah, well, he was cheating. Because
he started cheating.
He was fucking cheating.
He was skipping 1 or 2. So let's say he skipped 2. We finished the case. That means I drank 17.
So that's equal to 7 ciders, roughly.
You think 17 chugged natural lights is equal to fucking a 6-pack of your little fucking ciders?
Almost. It's
your
almost
fucking
equal.
Mike's hard.
Damn, dude. That put so much hair on my chest, drinking those ciders like that.
Oh, my God. That was like... And it's funny, because after New Year's, I was like, all right, maybe fucking...
Dude.
Once we had a little snow day here.
That's
anytime
true.
It snows.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have a show that night.
Yeah, why not?
It's like the first Saturday I haven't had a show in a while. So I was like, all right, I'm going to have a nice fucking day drink. I never get to day drink.
Dude, I woke up
that morning. I totally forgot I was supposed to celebrate. My birthday is the 27th. My mom texted me earlier that week to celebrate it. She's like, we're going to celebrate you and your dad's birthday in one shot, get it done, whatever. It's like, all right. So, like, I just woke up to text, like, hey, you coming home? We have your birthday thing set up. And I was like, it was, like, the morning.
Oh,
like,
my
breakfast.
God.
Come home. We have your birthday thing set up. So everyone's waiting for me to eat and to, like, come in, like, pretend to not be hungover. Oh. Like, hey, guys, what's going on?
I think I woke up in the boots again.
Did you?
Fully clothed.
In full regalia.
Full fucking outfit. Boots
like
tied tight.
Like a G.I. Joe character.
Dude, I fucking wake up in that outfit so many times. Oh, and I'm just, every time I do, I'm like, God fucking damn it.
I never, like, I always kind of sober up before I go to bed. But I also was chain smoking joints while I was drinking. So that
oh, yeah, you were doing
voice,
that.
That keeps a voice of reason in my head. That was like the voice of when I walked in that party. I was like, this is wrong, leave. And I was like, yes.
Nice.
I just got out of there.
If I would have smoked anything, I would have been dead.
Dead.
I mean, I was already pretty bad.
I don't, it's some, everyone says I get the spins. For me, it keeps me awake. It keeps me fighting, dude. I like ordered myself an Uber, like got myself home and was just like, bedtime for you, bud.
That's nice. Good for you. I thought it was time for me to dance in the middle of that party all night.
Yeah.
and then
take the
and
stage.
Then get on the fucking mic. In front of a room full of people that don't like me.
Yeah. And then just give add more logs to that fire.
Yep, yep. Like somebody was looking, I remember it, somebody was looking at me. I was like, don't you fucking look at me like that, you piece of shit. People were like, whoa, whoa, dude. I was like, fuck you.
Oh, my God. I was incoherent. I would have been up there and just been like,
that's actually what I did.
I would have been up there doing like magic tricks and like taking dollars off of people.
Good for you. I was really jealous when I found out you went home.
Well, I was also kind of jealous that you could somehow drink more than 7 drinks and not fucking want to like pass out in your bed. I was watching you guys drink just like, these guys are insane. I don't know how they do this.
Yeah, I was putting on a show.
I had such a bellyache, dude.
That was easy 17. I'm giving 6 credit on that.
Yeah.
Because he stopped, and then I do remember, because Rainbow Road in Super Mario Kart is, that's a 2-drink race, because that's a long one. So you got to finish 2 beers.
So I had 1. I drank 1 drink.
You drank 1. I put 2 down, and then I think afterwards I was like, look how fast I can chug a beer, and just had another one.
You did.
Yeah.
You definitely did. Fuck.
That was one that, like, I think I am going to stop. I know I'm not going to.
I'm still sad.
I'm not going to drink this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's a good 2-week break.
I'm sad. I need to go back to the old regiment, dude, of maybe drinking every now and again. I've been drinking too much.
Yeah, you have been, man.
And I drink, like, the fucking gayest drinks. I, like, have, like, a cider problem.
You do. You fucking crush ciders.
I don't, though. I have, like, 4, and I'm like, ooh.
Well, that's a fucking ton of sugar, and you never have
that's
sugar.
That's true, too. I think it's the sugar more than anything.
For sure.
I think I have diabetes
now.
I have diabetes now and sleep
that's
apnea.
That's not how you're not going to get diabetes.
And sleep apnea. I have both right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's why I'm fucking out of sorts.